Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So do I need a face mask?
Shelves for face masks at Home Depot and Shoreline are completely bare.
A month ago, I went to go buy some masks and they're already out.
Masks. They have to be one of the most confusing and debated topics right now when it comes to the coronavirus. So today I want to take a little time and set the record straight. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. This is Coronavirus, Fact versus Fiction. First of all, let me say I can understand why there's such a desire for people to go out and buy masks. When something like this is happening, an outbreak, in this case, coronavirus, but I saw the same thing with Ebola. I saw the same thing with H1N1. I saw the same thing with H5N1. I've covered a lot of these outbreaks over the years, and one of the first things that people go out and do is buy masks. People want to take charge in some way. They want to have some sense of control. They're told to wash their hands. That doesn't seem like enough. Going out and buying a mask, that's a way to keep yourself safe. That's what you think. I get that. But I also want to tell you that it may not be offering you the benefit that you think it does. Just yesterday, the Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, cautioned against using masks.
There are things that people can do to stay safe. There are things they shouldn't be doing. And one of the things they shouldn't be doing, the general public, is going out and buying masks. It actually does not help. It's not been proven to be effective in preventing spread of coronavirus amongst the general public.
And the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said the same thing.
There really is no reason right now for people to run out and buy masks and wear masks.
There are different kinds of masks out there, but typically people are talking about two different kinds of masks. One is the surgical type of mask that you see people wearing. That's the one that ties behind your head. People are wearing them in airports nowadays. They're wearing them out in public. You ever wonder why surgeons wear those masks? Well, it's really for two reasons. To prevent the passage of germs from the surgeon's nose and mouth into the patient's wound in a sterile operating room, and also to prevent the surgeon's face from getting sprayed or splashed during an operation. What it's not used for is to try and protect the doctor from viruses. But those surgical masks, regardless of who's wearing them, do not protect you against viruses. The thing about the surgical mask is that viral particles can still get around the edges of the mask, get underneath the mask, maybe even through the mask. And when you are taking your mask on or off, you actually then spread the virus from your hands back into your body. You're doing this because the mask has sort of become a reservoir for viral particles. It's probably not going to protect you against viruses circulating in the air or in respiratory droplets. It's the N95 respirator mask that does that. That's more of a respirator mask. In fact, in order for it to be used properly, it has to be fit tested. Most people don't realize that if you go out and buy an N95 mask, if you don't go through that fitting, it's not necessarily going to offer you any benefit. And if you're wearing a mask properly, this N95 mask, it's actually pretty hard to get through your day. It's hard to breathe. It's hard to go up a flight of stairs. It's hard to do any kind of activity. It's not really practical. What you'll also hear is that these masks are really primarily for two groups of people. People who are healthcare workers and people who are already sick. For healthcare workers who are healthy, because they're coming in such close contact with people who are sick, a mask makes a lot more sense. For somebody out in the community right now, it doesn't make as much sense. First of all, there's not enough masks in the country right now as things stand. Think about these healthcare workers out there who are taking care of sick people who need many masks a day and can't get them. And what we're hearing is that 35 million more a month will start getting manufactured, but they really can't come fast enough if this virus starts to spread. So the best advice still is that if you are healthy, which is the vast majority of you out there, you really don't need to wear a mask. I know this is confusing, and I hope this helped at least a little bit. Tune in tomorrow for our next episode, Coronavirus, Fact versus Fiction. Send me your questions on Facebook and Twitter. And we're going to try to answer them in our next episodes. You can always find me at Dr. Sanjay Gupta. If you think this podcast has been useful, please help others find it by rating and reviewing it in your favorite podcast app. And we're going to be back tomorrow, so be sure to subscribe to get the latest episode in your feed. And for the most up-to-date information, you can always head to CNN.com. Thanks for listening.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.